I'm Laura Murphy-Oates, and this is The Full Story. Australia has set up a system for people to prove that they're vaccinated. That includes a vaccination certificate that can be displayed digitally on a series of apps. However, experts say that it's pretty easy to hack into these apps and to fake these certificates. And they say the system as a whole is incredibly flawed. Today, how easy is it to fake your vaccination in Australia? It's Tuesday, the 19th of October.
Yeah, sure. My name is Richard Nelson. I've been a software engineer in Sydney for about almost 20 years now, with a strong interest in cyber and information security.
Richard doesn't work directly for the government, but in his spare time, he does find himself digging around and kind of testing their tech.
It involves poking at things. Recently, I've become particularly interested in the government technology and the response to COVID and the technology that supports our vaccine and contact tracing efforts.
Sounds like this is something that you do a bit, kind of checking the government systems and how they're working. When did you first kind of turn your mind to the issue of the government's vaccination certificate?
Yeah, so I heard about it when they first launched it. I think it was back in July or so. One evening when I had a few minutes to spare, a couple of months after it was launched, I got my phone out to see what kind of mitigations or security efforts had been put into it to stop forgeries and to stop people showing things that they shouldn't be able to show. Really just because I was curious. And to my surprise, and what I hoped wouldn't work, did in fact work. And it was quite easy to trick the app into displaying a digital cert that shouldn't be able to be shown.
Hello, Josh. How you going?
Not bad. How are you?
Josh Taylor is a reporter for Guardian Australia. So, Josh, can you tell me about these vaccination certificates and the different ways that it can be used or displayed in Australia?
So when you are fully vaccinated, you get your vaccination record through the Australian Immunisation Record. And through that, you can apply for a certificate of vaccination through, you know, MyGov or Medicare. And that can be, you know, a PDF. You can even get like a printout of it if you don't have a phone or anything like that. But you can also get a digital version through various federal and state government apps, some of which are still being developed. There's only New South Wales and Victoria are the only ones that sort of launched ones at the moment, I think. The first one to be rolled out was the federal government's Medicare Express app. And through that, or MyGov, you can also add a digital version to your digital wallet on your phones.
Mm. When you say digital version, what do you mean? What is that?
It's basically just like a little card. It looks like something that you would normally put in your wallet, you know, your credit cards, your reward cards and everything else. So you can just bring it up quite quickly and then show it to people on your screen. Mm. And with the certificates that they've done both federally and New South Wales and Victoria, there's some digital animation. So there's a big tick on the federal one. I know the Victorian one has a little hologram behind it. So when people are presenting it, they can see, oh yeah, this is not a screenshot. This is, you know, a legitimate version of the vaccination certificate. In August, Scott Morrison was touting this system as credible, effective and easy to use.
What the government simply does is provide a digital certificate of vaccination. And what we are doing is ensuring that there is a credible and effective and easily usable digital vaccination certificate which can be provided to Australians.
But around this time, many in the tech community started raising some concerns.
It's extraordinarily easy to create your own fake one. So it's extraordinarily easy to both generate your own PDF and just edit out the details and put somebody else's name in it. And it's also very simple to trick the app into displaying a certificate that you don't really have. So the app knows how to display it. All it needs is to be told, oh, this is this person's data.
How can you make the app display a fake vaccination certificate? Could anyone do it?
It requires a little bit of technical knowledge, but it's definitely not advanced. I don't particularly want to go into the details about how to do it because a lot of people have been asking me about it, even though I thought I was fairly clear on, look, I just want this to be better.
Right. So you put me in touch with software developer Richard Nelson. He's discovered a flaw that allows people to fake their COVID vaccination certificates in under 10 minutes in the Express Plus Medicare app. He wouldn't quite tell me what that flaw is because he didn't want to inspire copycats. But he's not the only one who's found flaws in this proof of vaccination system, right?
Just about every step of the way that you go through getting your vaccine certificate or, you know, the ways that you can present it, there is the possibility of it being faked from, you know, editing a PDF to make it look like you have had it when you haven't, or through to faking through the Medicare app, through to faking in the state-based apps. And so we saw that last week when the Victorian government launched an update to the Service Victoria app to include the vaccination status.
So this is really the second test after Richard was able to hack the federal government's Medicare app. What happened with this Victorian app?
It will show on your check-in a hologram of the Victorian government logo, and that will signify to retailers and everything like that that you're vaccinated, essentially. But I spoke to a software developer, Jim Musered. He was one of several who were able to fake the vaccination status in the app in less than 10 minutes. Another software developer also managed to build his own version of the Service Vic app from the ground up, complete with recreating the hologram animations on it.
So, Josh, I understand how a PDF is easy to fake. I mean, you can just print it out and do it with whiteout if you wanted. But why is it so easy to fake the digital version, which sounds like it should be a bit more complicated?
The experts I've spoken to say the key point is that apps cannot be trusted because animated effects like a tick can always be faked or forged quite easily. But the big issue here is that the government hasn't really created a way for businesses to actually verify people are vaccinated. So it's all well and good that they've created this certificate that you can use in a variety of different apps, but there's no actual way for the venue itself to check it. So think about using the vaccination certificate as a fake ID to get into a club. You know, you go to a club or something like that and the bouncer sees your license to let you in. You know, if you have a fake license, that's easy to sort of get through. It's the same sort of thing. They can check it, and if it looks real enough, if it's got the holograms and everything like that, then they'll just let you in with no checking. But with some clubs have, when they can actually scan your license and make sure it's actually an official license, they could have had the same sort of system in place with the vaccination certificate where the bouncer would scan it and make sure that your vaccination is actually real, and that would be a using a digital signature.
Right, so we don't really have a system in place to check someone's vaccination certificate against the government records of who was vaccinated, but experts say a digital signature on these certificates could fix that. What is that?
So a digital signature is effectively an algorithm that you can use to validate a message or a certificate or anything like that. And it basically makes sure that the document you are looking at is authentic and is the one that you're expecting to look at. And you can verify these through QR codes and things like that as well.
Kind of like a digital stamp, really, of authenticity.
Yeah, it's like a watermark that only, you know, if you're verifying it through specific technology, you can actually see how it's working and everything like that. So basically a way for systems to go, yep, this is what I'm looking for. This is not something that someone's made at home on their printer. So in the European Union, for example, people have a QR code on their phone or on their paper that restaurants can then scan to ensure the person is vaccinated. And that does check it up against the digital signature, everything like that. So it does verify it that way. So when if a restaurant goes to scan it and figures out that, you know, the name doesn't match or, you know, the QR code is not in their system, then they know that the person is not vaccinated.
So earlier in the year, the European Union came up with a method to sort of coordinate and standardize their vaccine digital certificates. And they started off with a number of requirements for themselves. So they decided it had to be work offline. So you had to be able to print it and it would still be verifiable, which is a really good thing to try and think about because then it's available to disadvantaged groups and different demographics. Obviously, Medicare thought about that a bit and it's available offline, but it's not verifiable at all. So the Europeans put QR codes even on their printed versions that then you can use a different app to scan and verify. And it checks that it was issued by a health authority and says, yep, this is definitely real and they're not forgeable.
Next, how the Australian government could fix this system. Is this same flaw in every app across the country?
Well, not quite. So New South Wales last week rolled out their update, which is a little bit different to what Victoria is doing. Theirs does have this QR code scan function. So at a venue, if you've got the service New South Wales app and you're checking in, the venue can also request to see your QR code and then they can verify that you're actually vaccinated.
Mm.
But there's problems here because this is just one way that New South Wales is verifying vaccination status. So they are also accepting the Medicare Express app, the digital wallet one, and also a paper certificate from the Australian Immunisation Register.
Right. So in New South Wales, someone could just bypass the more secure QR code system because they're allowed to just bring a printout of their vax certificate, which is much easier to fake.
Basically, the federal government's decision to not make it an easily verifiable thing has sort of had these sort of cascading effects on all the way down to make it harder for people to be able to detect forgeries.
Richard figured out these flaws early on when he looked at the federal government app back in August. So he decided to reach out to the federal government to let them know.
So the first thing I did was I went to Services Australia site to try to find a security contact. I couldn't find any of that. I found it was a general feedback form and a phone number. Then I contacted the Department of Health because they actually do have a very good, what's called a vulnerability disclosure program on their site. And then I didn't get any feedback from them. So I also forwarded it on to ASD Assist, which is Signals Directorate. And they also have methods to report cyber security vulnerabilities. Same deal with them. They forwarded on to Services Australia. Services Australia never got back to me or got in touch. I never heard back from anyone saying, oh, okay, this is acknowledged. We understand this. We care about it or we don't. And there haven't been any changes made to the security of the Medicare Express Plus app either. So they haven't implemented any of the recommendations that I talked about there. It's essentially the same state it was in when it was first launched.
When you didn't hear back from Services Australia, was that the end of the matter for you?
I got a little frustrated. I put a tweet out there with fake one for Craig Kelly saying he'd been vaccinated with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And that was a little amusing and got a bit more exposure, but I certainly didn't hear back from Services Australia after that either.
Richard told me that he's been trying to contact the federal government for months now with very little response. Is anything being done about the flaws in this system?
I reached out to Services Australia about this and spokesperson Hank Yongan did not say when the app would be fixed. He said the agency was continually evolving proof of vaccination certificates, including strengthening security measures. Mm-hmm. And in Victoria, a spokesperson for the Department of Premier and Cabinet said that they wouldn't take any attempt towards vaccination status lightly. So it didn't seem like they were super keen on actually addressing the underlying issues, but they sent out a general warning that, people caught forging would be prosecuted if they are ever caught.
Especially over the last couple of weeks, there's been a huge increase, I suppose, with Sydney opening up a bit. There's been a big increase of people saying, hey, I'll pay you to give me a fake certificate. And that's very concerning.
So, Josh, what impact could this have more broadly, having these flaws built into our vaccination verification systems?
Well, it's a little hard to say just how important the system will be in the long term. The Australian government announced that they're going to be using a separate vaccination passport system for international travel. It interestingly features a QR code which will be scanned by border authorities and then that will check it against Australian government systems to verify a person's vaccination status. So it sounds like this overcomes a lot of the issues with the domestic systems here. But in the meantime, there's still a risk that unvaccinated people could be faking the vaccination status to get into venues and to move more freely.
Mm.
But really, there's only really a small cohort of people who remain unvaccinated in Australia, in New South Wales and Victoria, where these rules will apply. And there's even less people who will actually go on to successfully fake this. And the restrictions for unvaccinated people will ease over time. So it might not be an enormous issue, but that doesn't mean that it's not something we should be dismissing entirely as a non-issue. Like, it's still worth making sure that if people are required to be vaccinated to go to venues and things like that, then they should be.
In reality, it might not have as much impact and we might not need to be as worried about this as possible, but it's still disappointing to me that we could have solved this a long time ago. Who knows, maybe we will need a good solution if there's a variant of concern that pops up again that requires us to go through this whole rigmarole again.
Mm. Because imagine, right, if an unvaccinated person used this system to fake their vaccination and they traveled regionally and they caused an outbreak, however small, you know, this is still a concern for a lot of people, I imagine.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we go on, out of 78%, they have talked about things like localized lockdowns, and that is going to be focused more on areas where the vaccination rate might not be as high. Also, the main issues like who could be affected, you know, you've got a high proportion of Indigenous population not being vaccinated compared to the rest of the population. There's a lot of ways that could go wrong.
Thanks to Richard Nelson and to Josh Taylor for their time. You can find more of Josh's reporting on this at theguardian.com, and we've linked some of his latest articles on the Full Story page as well. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, Jane Lee, Alison Chan and Camilla Hannan. The executive producers of Full Story are Miles Martignoni, Gabrielle Jackson and myself, Laura Mafiotz. If you liked this episode, don't forget to leave a rating or a review. Okay, catch you tomorrow.